It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
Yeah, we got 1,000 people, or at least it sounds like 1,000 people, at the Pike Nursery at Johns Creek this morning. We're broadcasting live. Mickey Gasway is here as well. If you have questions you think somebody's human eyeballs need to see, pictures on your iPhone, baggies of weeds or bugs or things like that, bring them on by. We're here at the Johns Creek Pike Nursery. We'll be here until 9 o'clock this morning. Chick-fil-A at Alpharetta Commons brings us Chick-fil-A to eat and some coffee to drink, and we are ready to go. Our phone number is 404-872-0750. And don't forget, you can register here for an $80 Pike gift card. We'll draw for that around 8:55. And also remember that due to the airstrikes of Syria that's done by the U.S., France, and England, we'll have coverage of that throughout the weekend, four times an hour, as well as at WSBRadio.com and the WSB Radio app. And you know why while I'm thinking about it, Mickey, we should give away the weekend prize pack. Let's do that right now, because we've got lots of ones to do the rest of the morning. So let's do the weekend prize pack right this minute. We'll give a pair. Oh, this is going to be so good. A pair of tickets to two different shows. Catch this now. At the State Bank Amphitheater at Chastain Park, June 24th, Brandi Carlile. July 19th, the Indigo Girls, all part of the Delta Concert Series A, produced by Live Nation. Two shows, pair of tickets to either one. Brandi Carlile, June 24th. June 19, the Indigo Girls. Ashley Frasca, think of a number between 2 and 7 and tell me which caller wins. Ashley? Ashley has not thought of a number between 2 and 7. Mickey Gasway, think of a number between 2 and 7. Who is going to win this valuable prize pack? Caller number 4 to 404-741-0750. Caller number 4, 404-741-0750. Brandi Carlile and the Indigo Girls are in your future. Catherine in Cumming, Georgia, joins us on Lawn and Garden. Hi, Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning. Walter, Hi. Is it too late for me
to do what? Well, maybe too late. Say again, Catherine, one more time.
Walter.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Is it too late to prune my knockout roses?
For the first pruning, yes. But if you're trying at all to keep the knockouts to a certain size or to a certain height where the flowers are, honestly, Catherine, Mickey, I would go ahead and let the flowers bloom. They've got big buds on mine right now.
Go back about 16 inches.
Yeah, and then you can do after the flowering is finished, Catherine, then you can go down 16 inches and cut at that point, and it'll grow 16 inches and flower again for you in late June usually. So I think it's too late for the first pruning, which should have been done February. But then the second pruning after the first bit of flowers, yeah, you can do that now. I would do it after the flowers, I mean.
I have another question.
Go for it.
I'm having a pergola or a trellis, is what I call it, put over my garage, and I'd like some suggestions of a good pretty vine to plant. And also, should I plant it in a pot or should I plant it in the ground?
Whatever. I'm going to say that if you need it to cover the garage, it needs to be in the ground. Why, Mickey? Why do you think so?
Well, you couldn't keep it. It's not going to get big if you plant it in a pot.
In a pot, You want a big root system on it, right?
Yeah.
So you want a big vine that flowers and looks pretty for you, Catherine?
Yeah, and it covers the trellis and makes a shade over the garage door. You know, you've seen pictures of them.
Does it have to be evergreen or can it be deciduous?
Could it lose its leaves in the winter?
Just whatever you recommend that would be pretty.
What do you think, Meg?
Both.
Ladybanks or
Rose.
Carolina jasmine
mm-hmm. would be good. Mm-hmm. What about an American wisteria?
Amethyst Falls.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Wisteria. They don't get huge in all over.
Amethyst Falls wisteria.
It's an American wisteria. It does not get all over the garage. Amethyst Falls wisteria.
Yeah. Okay.
The Carolina jasmine we mentioned a minute ago. Confederate jasmine, maybe another solution because it blooms and is evergreen pretty much.
Will Confederate jasmine be hardy on the northern exposure in Cumming?
About every 5 years, it'll get frozen to the ground.
The Madison is supposed to be a little more cold, about 10 degrees more cold tolerant than just the species.
look for Madison Confederate jasmine.
Is there a pink a pink viney rose?
I'm sure there is.
New Dawn.
New Dawn.
Cover your house.
Garage, trellis, house, and the graveyard nearby. Yeah, New Dawn would be great.
What's the name of it? I'm sorry.
New Dawn. N-E-W-D-A-W-N. New Dawn Rose.
Beautiful. Great.
Very vigorous. Very vigorous.
And all of those can be planted now.
Yes, yeah. But in the ground. Again, we think in the ground makes more sense than in a pot because they got to have such a big root system to support the big foliage and stems of the plants. You got to do it in the ground where the roots can really spread out well. Nancy. Nancy comes to us from Jasper, Georgia. Hey, Nancy. Good morning.
Good morning, Walter.
How can we help?
My husband bought me a hibiscus last year. It was about 3 foot tall.
Right.
And it bloomed and bloomed beautiful. Just kept on blooming. And so this year, it started having little buds on it. Yeah. Then we had a cold spell, and it's deader than a doornail.
Oh, man. Look at that. All right. Go ahead.
What can I, like, cut it down to the ground and let it start over, or is it just over with?
We have to find out what kind of hibiscus
it is.
It was kind of orange.
Florida hibiscus.
I think tropicals.
I think it's Florida hibiscus.
All right. Mickey and I are nodding in agreement here, Nancy. We think that probably, and because I know husbands, they love their wives. They want to give them the flowers with the biggest plants with the biggest flowers possible. And that means this is probably a Florida tropical hibiscus, which generally speaking don't survive winter very well, period. So that's my guess. If you want to cut it to the ground and see if some little bits and parts of it survive and they sprout up, great, go for it, see if it happens. My bet is you need to send him out to the garden center again and say, honey, get me one like you got me last year
and we'll plant it together.
Pretty ones. Yeah, mm-hmm. Pike has great tropical hibiscus. Great hibiscus here at the Pike.
Well, it was, I bet it had a 500 bloom zone. I mean, it just kept blooming and blooming. And we had like 14 inches of snow. And then it started doing the little buds on it, you know, when it started getting spring. And then that one last little cold snap.
It may have survived to that point, maybe, Nancy, but it may have just decided after the snow came and there was no sense in staying in your house anymore because it's going to get cold again. Again, I would send your husband out to get you another one. They got them on sale. They'll be happy to serve you at any Pike nursery near you and get you a good hibiscus that's tropical and don't expect it to live in the wintertime anymore. Bobby comes to us from Dallas. Bobby, good morning. Welcome to Lawn and Garden.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing all right. What's up?
I've got two questions, one probably shorter than the other.
All right,
I've got some lantanas that I trimmed down over the winter that are showing no signs of life yet. Do I need to be worried or just be patient? Should I be seeing anything yet?
It depends on which one you have or had.
And they don't come from the top. They come from the bottom.
Yeah, they come from the ground, you know, so you'll see little sprouts.
Right, yeah, I cut them out. I cut them all the way down to a little, like, 6-inch ball.
All right.
Yeah. But they're Queen Anne, I think. They're a smaller version. It only gets to be about 3 feet by 3 feet. I got them from Pike 2 years ago.
That's not one I'm familiar with.
Yeah,
not
usually Miss Huff and Marianne and Chapel Hill Yellow.
Chapel Hill Yellow. Those are the three that we know.
Yeah, Marianne is pink.
I think it's got pink and yellow blooms.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Could be Marianne then.
Yeah, it should be.
Should possibly supposed to be perennial and come back every spring. You know, keep your fingers crossed, Bobby. Mm-hmm. I've seen lantana just take a long time before they did much of anything, and then, you know, it got a little bit warm for them in May, and woo, up they came 2 or 3 feet in just a couple of weeks. So let's leave it for a little while longer before you make a final decision on that lantana.
Okay, great. Now, my second question is I'm planning on putting a whole bunch of mother of thyme that I'm still going to start from seed at the front of my lawn, but it's going to be going over where grass is now. What do I need to do to kill the grass and then start the seed so it doesn't look?
What kind of grass is it, Bobby?
Bermuda.
Be sure it's good and dead and gone to heaven before you plant any other plant from seed there, because Bermuda is typically pretty hard. You know, it's pretty hard to kill. We know that from trying to get it out to, you know, get out of a fescue lawn. So two sprays of Roundup might be what you need, or dig it up and make sure the ground is completely clear of all the roots and runners and things like that.
I would make a line. I'd cut a line.
Yeah.
in between.
Make a
it
little with a shovel. You mean make a little trench between?
Yeah,
them?
Yeah, a trench between them, and then.
So make a little 3-inch deep trench between the lawn and the where you're going to plant the seeds, and anything that encroaches on that 3-inch line that gets pulled up or sprayed or something like that.
Okay, and then after the second round of Roundup, how long should I wait before I put the seeds down?
You can plant things after Roundup, 6-7 days. I think it says on the label, 7-day waiting period, and that's it. So you don't have to wait very long. It's immediately deactivated when it touches the soil particles. We got to go, Bobby. Thank you for calling. It's 7:18. We'll be back to more Lawn and Garden after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves and the Lawn and Garden advice you need.
It's 7:24, a quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Today, the high will be 83 degrees. It's going to be really nice to be outside today, sort of hot. Partly cloudy today, low overnight around 60. Tomorrow, rain. Rain in the forecast, high of 65, low of 42. Your full weekend forecast comes within 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Alice is in Zebulon and joins us on Lawn and Garden. Hey, Alice, good morning.
Good morning, Walter. How are you?
You're doing great. How can we help?
Good. Listen, you've been helping me out with my peach trees, my pear trees, and my apple trees.
Yeah.
And I have been reading on your website about Clemson fruit bags.
The bags, I want somebody to do it, Alice. You want to do it yourself?
I do, because I'm trying to keep my garden as much as organic as I possibly can.
Let me explain to our listeners what we're talking about first. Clemson University, our friends across the border here, when not playing football with us, they are our friends. They do a lot of horticultural research at Clemson. And one of the things that they've been trying to find out is, could you protect fruit, like peaches, apples, pears, things like that, from insects and sometimes from diseases by bagging the fruit, putting a little sort of polyester bag and clipping it onto the fruit before it gets real big. And they say that it works like a charm when you get the bags. I think that you have to buy them from Japan or China or someplace like that where they do a little bit more of this kind of gardening there. But Alice, I would dearly love for you to do that for me. I think that I put this on my website a couple of weeks ago, and you can find the information about where to order the bags there. But gosh, yes, do it.
Yes, I did. And then I see the information on there on how to get the bags. My question to you is, in order to keep it organic, what type of pesticides can I use on the leaves before the fruit starts to I guess, bloom or grow? I'm a first-time gardener.
Yeah.
Before they start to, you know, bloom or grow, or I don't know the term that you use for that. But what would I use until I could put the bags on the fruit?
Organic fungicides are few and far between. Sulfur has been used, but you have to do that at certain times and certain temperatures because it burns the leaves otherwise. There is a Bacillus subtilis, I believe, whose name is Serenade. Let's bring it to my brain here. Serenade, look online. Because I don't think you'll find it in nurseries easily, but for a product called Serenade, S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E, Serenade. Serenade is one.
Serenade.
And, Mickey, I think that I saw here at Pike not too long ago a fungicide. It was an organic fungicide that had another bacillus in it, and I've forgotten the name of it.
I don't know.
We're going to have to go find that out, too.
Look.
That's a possibility, too, Alice. But you live in Zebulon, so it's pretty far from Atlanta. But look for Serenade and see if that's something that would be helpful to combat disease on fruit trees and keep it organic.
I think peaches are the hardest one to grow organic.
Yeah, they're very hard to grow. That fuzz and everything is very difficult to keep them from getting eat up by diseases and bugs, too. But, Alice, I'm so excited you're going to use the bags. Do let us know. Come back to us and let us know how easy it was to get the bags, whether it kept the fruit protected. We want to know all the details. It's 7:28 at News Talk WSB. Back to more Lawn and Garden after news.
It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
They were caught unawares. The audience at the Johns Creek Pike Nursery was caught unawares there. They're talking amongst themselves right now. That's one of the reasons that people come to some of the broadcasts that we do, is because you meet other gardeners.
Yeah.
You get all sorts of people who know other things they can teach you about. And you just have conversations with the folks listening to the show and talk to each other and learn something about gardening. We're here at the Johns Creek Pike Nursery. As I mentioned, Mickey Gasway with me as well. We have Chick-fil-A from Chick-fil-A Alpharetta Commons that we have to feed you, and some coffee as well. We got all sorts of things, as well as beautiful plants on sale at Pike Nursery. And you might have a chance to win an $80 gift certificate, which we'll draw later on. You must be present to win. And we will draw that $80 certificate sometimes towards the end of the hour. And Mickey Gasway, you may not enter. Mickey, where have you been in the past couple of weeks to speak? Because you do speaking engagements for Pike all over Georgia, it seems like.
All the way from coming to Brooks, Georgia. I did yesterday.
100 easy miles.
It just has to be within 10 miles of a Pike store.
So if you want to see or hear or learn from Pike, from Mickey Gasway, call her. How do you find you, Mickey?
Go on PikeNursery.com and look, ask for a free speaker. And that's
okay.
Me.
PikeNursery.com, ask for a free speaker.
And I do homeowners associations and
garden clubs
and church groups, whatever.
One of the things that I noted in Mickey's bio was that she is a certified plant professional. Is that right, Mickey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get that?
It's a thing you take online. A lot of people at Pike's have the certified plant protector.
So that's how you become sort of more of an expert, sort of certified professional.
Yeah, it's not through Pike's. It's through somebody.
It's through somebody.
Yeah, through somebody.
Certified.
It's been a long time ago.
And knows what she is talking about. Go to PikeNursery.com if you would like to get Mickey to come and speak to your club. Jean is in Lawrenceville and joins us on Lawn and Garden. Jean, good morning.
Good morning, Walter. How are you?
Doing great. How can we help, Jean?
My son has a laurel petalum, and it's put out a new little growth over to the side.
Okay.
And he's getting ready to move, so he wants that taken out before he shows the house.
Okay.
So I know this is not the best time of the year to be moving plants, but I've got to do it. So what suggestions do you have?
How tall did you say it was, Gene? How big is the one you want to move?
How big? It's probably about 3 feet high.
Yeah. And about how wide?
It's sort of straggly, so I guess a couple of feet wide.
I think you got a pretty good chance, Gene. Mickey, if he's transplanting a laurel petalum.
I think what he's saying, though, is that it's an offshoot. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, right.
It's not the original plant.
Okay.
It's like, just be sure you get some good roots on it, I think. You could use one of the root. We've got a product called Dr. Earth. It's and it says Root Zone, and that puts root growth on it before it puts top growth on it, and that's a good thing to use when you're moving something, because you always lose some roots.
It has a lot of phosphorus in it, so it helps with root growth. So, Gene, I am more and more convinced that we obsess about bringing a big root ball with our transplanting plants, when what you really need to bring is a bunch of roots, not soil.
No, not soil.
So start a couple of feet easy away from this plant you want to move, and loosen the soil real gently, 3 feet or 2 feet away from it. Lift it up and see where the roots are in the soil. And then sort of gently with your fingers, disentangle the roots from each other. Rather than going just a foot out and slicing down into the ground to get a ball, try to get a pancake of roots. And even though you don't carry hardly any soil with you from the place it is now to the new place where you plant it, it, I think, is going to survive a lot better if more roots are kept with it as you move it than it would be if you just try to get a soil ball with roots inside.
Yeah. If you had time, you could do a root prune. You could do a slice down through the root now and then wait till later. But
that's
since you got to do it in a hurry.
Several weeks. Yeah, if you got to do it right now, go ahead and just identify the roots and dig it up, Gene.
All right. Now, I've dug where I'm going to put it. I dug a hole about 40 inches in diameter.
Great.
And so I'm planning to, do they have deep roots?
No. Not at all.
Okay, good. And so I've got it about 5 or 6 inches down and about 40 inches in diameter.
Sure.
And I saved the dirt so I can put it back over it.
It sounds like a great planting place for, mm-hmm. for your new one, and try to get the roots at least 40 inches wide so it sort of matches the hole that you have.
All right.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it. Celeste says, tell you hello.
You tell Celeste mm-hmm. has said hello back to Gene. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Gene is one of our very familiar faces when we do a remote broadcast way out in Lawrenceville. He decided he would not come to Johns Creek today. Gene is in Stone Mountain and joins us. Hey, Gene, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
I am looking for an understory tree.
Dogwoods, red buds.
I just this past week, Gene, planted a Cherokee Chief dogwood, which I am really excited to bloom because
beautiful.
It has a dark red yes. flower on it. Beautiful plant.
Dogwoods. Oh, okay. I took a picture of that over at Pike's. I went over to Pike's a couple of weekends ago.
Good.
And it said, the tag said partial shade, but the guy over there said he was not sure if that would work in like an understory situation. So,
what kind of tree is your overstory tree? How much shade do you, are you
oh my
about?
Lord. Well, I back up to a where there's no roads, all woods and everything. And right. I've probably got a 30-year-old dogwood that has got to come down, bless its little heart. It's probably only got three flowers on it, and I just have been putting it off. But now I've got to. And, you know, I just can't imagine having a yard without a dogwood, but I was not sure if that Cherokee one would fit.
But, again, what kind of shade are you getting? I want to know, is it magnolias or poplar or pine, or what shade do you
Oh, have? Lord, my neighbors have got a ton of oak trees that, you know, come over on my side, and then there's all these scrub pines in the back.
Right.
I guess they're scrub pines. You know how wooded areas, you don't know what in the world is back there.
If it's relatively bright shade, not dense shade underneath a really thick overstory of trees,
uh-huh.
I think the dogwood would be fine. And the other tree that I actually picked up this morning here at Pike at Johns Creek is the Rising Sun Redbud, which is another redbud that's generally considered an understory tree under some shade. But bright shade for both the dogwood and the redbud, I think, would be best for them, not deep shade for
okay.
either.
And do I need to wait till the fall to plant that, or could I plant it now?
What do you think, Mickey? Generally,
they've got all the roots intact.
Yeah, if it's
as
in a
long
pot,
as, you can,
sure.
as long as you can water it, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, okay. And I've got camellias and everything in the back of them, and I've got to take this dogwood tree down, so I'm going to have to get the stump ground. I don't know how wide or how long the camellia roots go, so is that going to be a problem?
I don't think so, not generally speaking, no. And the stump grinder, when they come in and take that trunk out,
uh-huh.
you know, be around nearby so you make sure they don't try to grind your camellias too, but I think you should be fine. There shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much. I will go over there and look at that redbud today.
That's great talking to you, Gene. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Eric comes to us from Douglasville. Hey, Eric, good morning.
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 Yeah, I got a question about some peach trees. I've had them for about 2 years, and the squirrels have got them all, and I haven't got one yet.
Yeah, we were just having that conversation off the air here, Eric, about what do you do about squirrels and peaches and apples sometimes, too. We did not, well, the BB gun and pellet rifle crowd is on one side of the room, and then the organic people are on the other side of the crowd saying, oh, not kill a squirrel. So we haven't achieved unanimity yet, let's so we say, Eric, on what to do about squirrels. But one possibility, if you were listening about 20 minutes ago, we were talking to a lady who was going to try the bagging method to bag fruit.
I heard that, yeah.
And we've got a lady here who's going to try it herself for her organic peaches. The more people that try the bag to see if they have any repellency to squirrels, the more information you can give me. So, Eric, if you want to go on my website and just type Clemson, it'll give you the webpage that has all the stuff about the bagging method and where to get the bags from. Try that and see. But otherwise, pellet rifle and BB gun is about all I know.
Yeah, that's what I did last year.
It'll keep you, it's sort of a 24-hour job sometimes, Eric, sitting on the back porch and pinging at these squirrels.
I've thought about getting a bird bath because I've had problems with them getting my tomatoes. And I've heard people say that maybe I could use a bird bath that goes for that for water. So I really don't know.
Not really, because when you give either water or food for a nuisance animal, that attracts more of them. It increases the carrying capacity of the area. And so trying to feed, you know, bird seed or have a bird bath of the squirrels, they're saying, great, I'll get my water here, and then I'll go over to eat that peach out of Eric's backyard. So it's not like that's going to keep them away. It just brings more of their friends in who want some water and a peach.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet, Eric. Let me know about that bag. Try the bag and let's see if it works. I would love to know if the bagging thing works. Do we have time? We've got time for Sarah here. Sure we do. Sarah comes to us from Norcross. Hey, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How can we help?
My husband and I recently transplanted a mature peony from my in-laws' house. They both passed away, and we're selling the house, and we wanted to keep that little memory with us.
Got it.
So we planted it, and my husband dug a nice, you know, big root ball with it, and the shoots were about 14, 16 inches tall when we planted it, and it looked happy for about a month, and now it's starting to shrivel one branch at a time, but they aren't dry shrivel. They're still, it's not like the roots are dry. So we don't know what's happening to our sweet plant.
Our sweet peony drying up, Mickey. We've got to think about this for a minute.
I don't know.
In the fall, they get the leaf spot. Most peony growers know about the blight. I don't know if there's another word for it, but it gets on the leaves and stems of peonies. They all sort of fall over. But by that time, I'm tired of them anyway. Yeah, they bloom in the spring. Big deal.
I always tell people the secret. Did you plant it real shallow? That's really important with peonies. I don't know.
It may be too deep.
Yeah, that
could possibly
that
be.
Could do it.
The shallowness has two effects. One, it gets it nice and colder in the wintertime. Peonies love cold in the wintertime. Two, if you plant deeply, you run more risk of getting soggy and fungi attacking the roots, which then causes root rot and things that move up into the stem of the plant. So it's possible that it's planted too deeply. Go check on that. And beyond that point, I don't have another good, great solution for you, Sarah.
Can we pull it up a little bit now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy. If it's in a bad situation now, it's better to improve it than it is to leave it where it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We'll call and let you know how it worked.
They call them
100-year plants, so I hope yours is.
Yeah, they last a long time. Planted in the right spot, they last a long time. 100-year peonies, but in the wrong spot.
But they won't bloom for 2 or 3 years after you
move them sometimes. It's 7:48 at News Talk WSB. Back to more lawn and garden after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves and the lawn and garden advice you need.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Between black and white.
7:54, a quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Today, a high of 83 degrees. Very nice. Partly cloudy. Low in the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, it is going to rain. Get your fertilizer out if you plan to do that. Get your plants transplanted or planted in the ground. High of 65 tomorrow, a low of 42. Your full weekend forecast comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We've got Sterling on the line. Sterling joins us from Atlanta. Hey, Sterling, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Walter and Mickey. Long time listener, first time caller.
That's easy, Sterling. Go ahead.
I have a rose bush. It's about 4.5 to 5 feet tall and about 2 feet wide.
Huh, okay.
And I want to transplant it away from some azaleas I just planted. Is this a good time for me to do it?
It's not the best. Well, yours is pretty big. Sterling, if you said it's 2 feet high and a foot wide, yeah, fine. Go ahead and move those without any problem at all. Do you have to move it, or could you leave it there for the season and transplant into the fall?
Well, I'm concerned about the azaleas. If taking the nutrients away from the azaleas I just planted, will it
won't be nutrients. It's more shade than anything else, I would think. How far away are the two plants, or the azaleas and the rose from each other?
Well, it's just this one particular azalea that I have planted right next to it, maybe about a foot away from the rose.
Let me ask a simple question, Sterling. Why didn't you move the rose first and then plant the azalea beside it after?
I wasn't thinking, Walter.
Yeah, right.
Just wasn't thinking.
Sterling, if you need to move that rose, knockouts are tough roses, generally speaking. Just do what I advised the fellow earlier about getting as many roots as you possibly can. Get the roots first, and then don't worry about soil too much. And if you have a new place for the knockout rose where you can keep it watered in the summertime, I bet you'll be successful still, and the azalea will be happy without the knockout right next door to it. I bet you will.
It's going to be right next to a water sprout, a downspout. Will that hurt it?
Yeah, it will. That'll be too wet for it. It needs to be further away from the downspout than that. It needs to be, you know, 5 or 10 feet away so the water doesn't cascade over it whenever it rains.
Yeah. Okay, Walter. Well, thank you so much.
Certainly. It's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
404-872-0750 is the number on Lawn and Garden. Don't forget we provide weekend-long coverage about the airstrike that the U.S. and France and England have done in Syria. You can get more information at WSBRadio.com as well as the WSB Radio app. We're broadcasting live this morning from Pike Nursery in Johns Creek. You come by and see us. We've got some Chick-fil-A, I think, is still left here. We're happy to see you and see your garden questions as well. We'll see you right after news.